Blog Talk Radio.
Show. I am your host, Casey Grant, and this is going to be a very short show, but I just wanted to end 2017 and welcome 2018 with all of my followers. You have been so supportive. I'm proud to say that we are going into our fourth year of broadcasting the Fly Girl Show, and it's because of you, because of your encouragement and the interest that you have shown in the show that we are going to be on for another year, and actually many, many more years. So just please continue to tune in, spread the word, and let everyone know about the interesting guests that we have and the interesting topics that we have on the Fly Girl Show. And with that being said, please, if you have any ideas or people that you would like me to interview, please contact me at Casey at theflygirl10.com and send in your suggestions. I'd love to be able to review that and bring in some guests that you have shown an interest in. I will just kind of just do a little sit back and reflect on some of the interesting guests and point out some of the shows that you may want to just take time and go back and listen to them again, because they really, really have been some quite interesting shows. And I'm just going to name a few that kind of are on the top of my list. 11/9/2017, we introduced interviewed Jim Cheeks. He is in charge of the Regional Veterans Memorial, which is in Rantoul, Illinois. Listen to that show. It's quite interesting as they are trying to construct a memorial for our vets. So for those who are vets or who are know a vet, please contact him in Rantoul, Illinois. And also you can get the information off of the website so that you can contribute and be a part of it. And also to honor a vet, maybe in your family or a friend. It's a really, really a good cause, and it was a quite interesting interview. In 9:30 at 2017. I also had a show on It's Never Too Late to Start or Create a New Career. That's really an inspirational interview for those that are kind of stuck and don't know what you want to do, or if you're bored, go on that show and just kind of listen to it. It'll give you some inspiration. And I'm kind of jumping, but one of the other things that would tag on to inspiration is a book from one of my dear friends, and that show is 6/15/2016, and it is Destined for Greatness, Inspirational Poems for Your Soul. And that is by Angel Davis. I always want to call her Angela, so excuse me. But Angel Davis, my sweetheart of a friend. And this book is great for inspirational. It's spiritual poems and inspirational words of encouragement. So I encourage you to go, and her information is also on the website, and purchase a book. It's a great, great gift for any time. We're going into the first of the year, so what a way to start the year. And always love and inspiration is always welcomed, and definitely February, which is our love month. So go out and get that. Destined for Greatness, Inspirational Poems for the Soul by Angel Davis, my friend. Another one of my great shows was 3/24, and that was in 2017. And that was, I interviewed my cousin, Richmond Davis. He's the son of Alice Coachman. Alice Coachman was the first African-American to win a gold medal in the Olympics in 1948 in track. Very, very inspirational story. Alice was an angel, funny and inspirational, and just a bunch of encouraging things. To check that out. That is a great interview. And also I'd like to say that she is she's already honored in the museum, which is in Washington, D.C., in the track and in the Olympic area. But there are going to be some other items that will be on display in the months coming. So when you have time, please stay tuned for that. And if you go to the new museum in D.C., which is the African American History and Culture Museum, take a look and make sure you go and seek out Alice Coachman, her plaque that is on the wall in the museum. And speaking of the museum, I'm happy to say that our very first flight attendant, our first African American female and male flight attendant, their uniforms and other artifacts will also be featured in the African American History and Culture Museum in D.C. Once I know exactly where the display will be, I will post that. So for those who are going to make a visit to this really outstanding museum, you may want to just kind of pay particular attention and find that. And I have to give a plug for Stars in the Sky. My book is also there in the museum. And let me see, some other interesting topics that you made. They're past shows, so you might want to go back and just kind of listen to those. I started off saying the aviation part of reflecting. Patricia Banks Edmonston, her interview is there. She was the first that took all the airlines to court in 1956 and sued them for discrimination. And because of her winning her case, we were able to be invited into the aviation world. So that is a very, very interesting interview, as well as being and listening to the interview with Pat Grace Murphy. She was our first African-American female flight attendant for Delta Airlines, followed by Eugene Harmon. He was our first male. And as of today, which is 2017, he is still flying, putting in over 45 years. So he is an outstanding pioneer to be followed. One of the other interesting aviation facts is my interview that was 3/16/2017, and that was with the first black female captain for Delta Airlines, and her name is Stephanie Johnson. Tune in for that. She is a lovely, lovely lady, and I'm so proud of her and such a pleasure meeting her and talking to her. And we've met several times with the Black Pilots Association conventions, and she's such an inspiration. And so for those who are starting a new career for your children or for loved ones, you should try to encourage them to go into the field of aviation. It is a fascinating field, and I think it's a field that's overlooked. So this would be a great, great show to listen to, and that was broadcast 3/16/2017. So those are kind of just some of my highlights. Let me tell you one more. Lucy Macbeth. Lucy Macbeth was a flight attendant with Delta Airlines, and the tragic side of it is her son tragic history. He was murdered in Florida. It was the case where the gentleman shot her son at the gas station in Jacksonville, Florida. That is another interesting awakening and rude awakening for us to always remember the prejudices that still exist. That is a very interesting interview. But the upside of it, life has gone on, and she still is an advocate for gun control, but she's also now running as a public figure, political position. So we are going to follow her career. So that's Lucy Macbeth. That is a wonderful, inspirational story. So I think that those are kind of highlights. Every time I keep thinking that I have had enough to tell you about, another one pops in my mind. But we also had a wonderful interview with Judge Raymond Jones. He was a civil rights activist, and he also has a very interesting story about being involved in civil rights. So we touch from aviation, civil rights, the first of this, the first of that. We have first combat helicopter pilot. That's also one of the radio shows. So just take time and curl up. Go on the website, The Fly Girl Show, and listen to some of the wonderful, wonderful, interesting interviews. And one of the ones that, when I say that about if you want to just curl up and just enjoy an interview, Bernadette Stanis, everybody remembers Thelma on Good Times. And if you, they're still running. The shows are still on. So sit back and enjoy that. That was really something. Because it was one of the first black shows on, especially dealing with family. And it was wonderful that they did display this, a wholesome family with a father and a mother, and dealing with trying to improve the lives for their children. It's an inspirational show even to this day. You can get a message from that show. And Bernadette is such a sweetheart. If you ever get an opportunity to meet her, you will fall in love with her still, as all of us did back in the day. So I am just recapping some of the wonderful people. Enjoy the slide presentation, because I've displayed some of the pictures of some of these people that I have had the pleasure of interviewing during my last 4 years. So continue to support me, please, and I will do my best to bring you more interesting shows in 2018. I will be back in January. I will let you know exactly what day, and I will broadcast that and let you know what the topic will be. So as of right now, I will say, I'm here, and we'll see you in January. Stay tuned. Stacey Grant of the Fly Girl Show. Thank you.